I can't check out your oranges, Mrs. Now won't you bring them back? For they come from South Africa, where white or red is black. I have it on my conscience, and I couldn't sleep at night if I had to support the system that denies black people's rights.
Welcome to Voices from the Frontlines on 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. My name is Damon Azali. I'm here with my co-host, Eric Mann. And today we have a good show going on. Can Tom Leadham, reform candidate for the Teamsters, defeat James Hoffa in the 2006 Teamster election? Today we'll start the show off with Ken Path, co-founder of the Teamsters for a Democratic Union, to try and talk about the state of the reform movement. Next, what are the conditions for the indigenous nations and communities in the Gulf Coast following Hurricanes Katrina and Rita? To talk about their struggle for land and their fight to rebuild, we have Patty Ferguson, a member and lawyer of the Punishaw Indigenous Nation in Louisiana. And finally, Stanley Tukey Williams, 51-year-old, who was the co-founder of the Crips Gang, who has become an anti-gang crusader and Nobel Peace Prize nominee, is scheduled for execution in San Quentin December 13th. And we're going to be talking to Stephanie Fauché of Death Penalty Focus to discuss the movement that is trying to win him clemency. And before we get to all that, we'll welcome Eric Mann with a commentary on a recent movie that he saw,
called The Squid and the Whale. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Voices from the Frontlines with myself and Damon Azali. The Squid and the Whale is another movie about divorce, which is no big thing unless you're a child of divorce like me and most of you. Who's in the film? It's playing right now at the Lemley Sons at 5, and you'll have to check Squid and the Whale to find out where else it's playing. It stars Jeff Daniels as Bernard Berkman, Laura Linney, the amazing Laura Linney, as Joan Berkman, Owen Klein as the younger son, Frank Berkman, Jesse Eisenberg as the older brother, Walt Berkman, and Anna Paquin, I believe, from The Piano when she was real small, now as a sexy high school student named Lily, William Baldwin, who plays a tennis pro. I could have done that part. So why tell you about the film? First of all, because I was very moved by the film. What's it about? It's in Brooklyn, so that's where I'm from. Secondly, it's about a divorce. That's where I'm from. It's about a bitter divorce and how the kids try to deal with the divorce of their parents and how their own personalities are shaped by it. The first thing that's also about the film is that the kids take sides. I don't know if you were ever involved in a divorce, but there is a tendency at first to pick the winner and pick the good guy or the good woman. And my very life was shaped by a great resentment of my father and a deep, deep loyalty to my mother, which over time attenuated. But it was certainly like Mao Zedong said, for a lot of kids, you learn the class struggle first in the family, and often it is by seeing the oppression of the woman by the man. In this case, that's not the case. It's more of watching two intellectuals eviscerate each other. One thing I think is interesting about Hollywood is the nepotism. In the book The Debt, Randall Robinson said one of the things that's wrong with America is each child begins where his parents left off. So if your parents have a lot of money, you have a lot of money. If your parents are in poverty, you're in a lot of poverty. But here you could say your film career begins where your parents' career left off. So this is the story of Noah Baumbach, who is the novelist. Who were his parents? Jonathan Baumbach, who's a novelist, and Georgia Brown, a film critic. So this is basically his story of his parents breaking up. And then, who's really one of the great new finds in the film is Owen Klein, very talented, except he's the son of Kevin Klein and Phoebe Cates. So, one of the co-themes of this film, which isn't the main point, is this is sort of the oppression of the privileged. and the oppression of people who had a rough marriage in Brooklyn between a film critic and a writer. Having said that, if you grew up or are interested in the sort of white intelligentsia, which is partly how I grew up, if you're interested in the suffering of male college professors, male white college professors, which is low on my list of interest, nonetheless, this is a pretty brilliant film and a very moving film. The Squid and the Whale is an exhibit in the Museum of Natural History, which I think is in Brooklyn or Manhattan, I don't know, in which there's a squid and a whale engaged in essentially a life and death fight, as one is going to try to kill the other. And this is, of course, the child's view of his parents' marriage. It's very worth seeing. If you're going to go see Paradise Now or this, go please see Paradise Now, which I reviewed last time. But for just an evening of watching the family and all its complexities and how children are shaped by their parents' mishigas and their parents' divorce, if you want to see signs of Cortelyou Road and other subway stops in Brooklyn, I urge you to go see The Squid and the Whale. This is Eric Mann signing off. And